Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the women earn 5 stars, all the men are top rated, and all the children help with shipping. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ShipWorks. Ship more in less time. We especially want to hear from you. Yes, you at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
And if you'd like to join us on the chat board, it's really easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board. Just go to ebayradio.com. Click on the words Listen Live in the right-hand sidebar, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio Player or to the right on the page. That will take you through Community Sign In back to the eBay Radio Group, and you'll find today's chat board listed as the second discussion post today because there's a Shine one by mistake on top of it. The second discussion post, along right in the title, along with today's date, says today, exclamation point. Click on the thread to join in the chat. Remember, you must refresh your page to see new posts. It does not scroll automatically.
Ah, okay.
So I always like to say hello, boys and girls, when I go on. We got a complaint over that once, you know.
Hello. Oh, yes, I know.
Some new guy said, how dare you talk down to us? And Betsy had to quickly say, that's her signature.
Come on, lighten up. It's just radio.
Give us a break.
Oh, yeah. You know. I don't mind it. It's been a long time since this one's been a girl, but.
Okay. Hubcap Joe. Hello to all my good friends from the always cloudy and rainy New Jersey.
Why is that?
We just cannot catch a break. What with the weather? We have not had a sunny day in approximately 2 weeks. Not one. And, you know, he's got to go out into the world to get those hubcaps.
Yeah, he does. And, but isn't bad weather good for collecting hubcaps?
Well, no, not really. He's got to go find them out in junkyards and stuff. He says it's not raining right now, but it's cool, cloudy, 55. Cloudy, cold, rainy weather is forecast to at least Sunday. Ron, please send me one of your sunny, warm days. I want to put my winter clothes away. That's Joe sending something to Euler Man, I think. So you can talk about things other than eBay on the chat board. Because people know each other, right, Griff? I mean, it's a friendly kind of a place.
Absolutely.
So, come on and join us in the chat board while we're on the air. It's kind of fun. And if you're a newbie, you'll find that most of the people on the chat board are pretty expert at selling on eBay. And a lot of times they have their own show going on there while we've got this one on.
Really?
And they're giving advice to people. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All the time. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. So I'm looking back here in our news stories. Let me see what we have here. Oh, we've got time management. Oh, Griff, this is good for all of us. Page 11 of the stuff we sent you over. You want to look at that?
Page what page?
11.
It goes all the way to 11.
Yes, and remember, I'll tell you who this was adapted from. It was a post by Cliff Enico.
Oh, good old Cliff.
Listen to this. In Reba Lozansky's Small Biz Daily.
So yeah.
Two of our favorite people are involved in this.
Some interesting information.
Right. So. And this is time management for people with no time.
Okay? Join the club. Take a ticket.
So while we're waiting for calls and emails, why don't you start out?
Well, let's face it. We're all feeling a bit time-starved these days. And there's a reason for that. Technology, thanks to our wonderful laptop computers, notebooks, notepads, and smartphones, which were supposed to free us from menial tasks so we could spend more time meditating on the meaning of life, we have less time to ourselves than we did before the dawning of the digital age. While technology makes it much, much easier for us to do what needs to be done in real time, it also makes it much easier for people to reach out and grab us anytime they want.
You know, I find myself, every now and then I'll get an email at 10 o'clock at night, but it's because people are doing the same thing I'm doing. You know, they're cleaning up their emails and they're getting messages out. And sometimes without thinking, I will answer them at 10 o'clock at night.
Big mistake.
Big mistake.
You know, I know your Samsung phone has this. I use it on mine. There is in the clock, I'm not sure if it's clock, I don't know where it is, but look for it. There's a do not disturb feature, which you can turn on your phone. You can set the time when it starts and stops, and you can put exceptions in. So my phone is on Do Not Disturb from 8 o'clock at night until 8 o'clock in the morning, and the only one who can reach me is Howie.
Well, that's good. I just found it. You go to phone on a Droid and you, well, at least on my phone, and it's got settings and you can go find it in there.
There's also a setting on the latest version of Android. And this is a cool one. It's a blue light filter, which, eliminates on a sliding scale the blue light that comes from your screen, which, and blue light waves are the ones that keep your mind awake and active, and they can disrupt sleep patterns. So if you have to look at your screen in the middle of the night, it's going to be a very warm tone with less blue, and it's going to have less of an impact on your sleep pattern and getting back to sleep.
Thank you. That's good. That's a good tip. Yeah. Well, you know, Cliff went on to say that a ringing smartphone, an incoming text message or email or a ping on your portable device is a lunatic screaming, me, me, now, now, now. I am more important than whatever you are doing at the moment. Me, now. Even though you don't want to focus on them right now. Even though we don't even know who they are. So how can we manage all of that and still have time to ponder the meaning of life, have fun, spend time with our families, etc.? Here's how. There are three basic principles of time management, and you won't find these in any book I'm aware of. Griff, what's the first one?
Well, number one, whenever you feel overwhelmed by multiple priorities, ask yourself, am I doing right now the thing that is most important to be done right now? Distraction is your biggest enemy when it comes to time management. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't move quickly and get as much as possible done in a single day, but realize that at any given moment, you can be doing only one thing as the first step to successful time management.
You know, I even find myself when John and I are enjoying, you know, watching something on Netflix or something.
Yeah.
I even find myself, if I hear a ping on my phone, I'll pick the phone up and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't even be in the room next to me, I think, at that point.
Well, with my smartwatch, I can see it on the watch and I'll say, I don't need to talk to that person. Just ignore it.
Well, you know, I just asked for a new one for Mother's Day.
Oh, you should get the Samsung Gear 3S.
Well, I have. S3. I'm doing the Fitbit thing.
Well, Fit, whatever
and
works.
And I didn't like my first Fitbit, but this one, it looks like the,
do you jog?
iPhone watch. I don't jog, but I walk and it gives me my steps. One of the main things I love about it, because one of my problems is not getting enough sleep. And I can wear that to bed at night. It tells me exactly how many hours I slept, hours and minutes that I slept. That's really important to me. Because, and it should be important to everyone, if you're not getting your 7 to 9, depending on how old you are, you're not getting enough sleep, period. You may not realize it, but it's affecting your life.
Yeah.
So number two is, believe it or not, you are in control of your time.
Yeah, sure.
You decide whether to accept that phone call. No, you
That's
are,
true.
Griff.
Yeah.
You decide whether to answer that email or text message or focus for the next hour on Project X or even watching TV with your honey. Nobody can interrupt your flow unless you let them do it. So don't let them do it. Unless, of course, now here's the caveat. The interruption is more important than what you're doing at the moment. An urgent call from a customer, for instance, right?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Setting up a hierarchy of priorities is essential to time management. We've talked about that a lot on this show, which is where the third principle comes in. And what's the third principle?
Well, the third principle is not everybody or everything is deserving of your time. You know, trying to be nice to everyone and wanting to be too much to be loved by everyone is fatal to time management and to your self-esteem. In his classic book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey suggests that you distinguish between what is urgent and what is important when prioritizing your time. Most of us are pretty good at finding the time for tasks that are both urgent and important, and most of us easily blown off tasks that are neither urgent nor important. The problem, as Covey points out, is that when faced with a task that is urgent but not important, and another task that is not urgent but important, most of us choose the former. This creates frustration because we know we need to spend time on the latter, but we can't find it. So the key to resolving this dilemma is to ask who or what is demanding an urgent response. Right?
Right. Some people and projects should be put on a back burner or ignored entirely.
Mm.
It's a bit selfish, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Letting too many of the wrong people have control of your time turns you into a slave. Identifying time vampires, people or projects that suck time out of your life but don't add value to it, and keeping them to a minimum is the ultimate key to successful time management.
Yeah, I gotta say, I don't really have that problem. I definitely don't have that problem with eBay sellers at all. Yeah.
You don't have that problem with me? I hardly ever call you.
I think I used to have more of an issue with this when I was really getting inundated with email, and I had to kind of triage every hour and say what's really important to, you know, what's urgent. Is someone like having a really time sensitive issue? I can get to most stuff quick enough now. So,
well, we'd like to thank Cliff Enico,
yes,
writing in Riva Lozansky Small Biz Daily for this time management for people with no time, because it makes a lot of sense. It does. We're getting ready to take a break, and we do have a phone call waiting. So why don't we do that after we come back from the break?
Yes. Okay.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, or you can send us email by clicking on the Contact Us button on your eBay Radio page or player.
Yeah.
And we'll take your calls or your emails as they come through. This time management thing, Griff, I'm very careful about when I call you. Do you notice that in 14 years I hardly ever call you? I mean, you would think, wouldn't you, being your co-host, that I would be calling you more.
Yeah, you would.
But I don't. I don't think I call you once a month. And this is purposely. If there's some way other than calling you that I can handle a problem, and I think to myself, calling you or anybody, really. I shouldn't have used you as an example, maybe. Should I call this person? I always think, what are my alternatives? And if an email will suffice, I do it.
Yeah, that's smart. This segment was brought to you by Shipwork. Ship more in less time. Take a break and call us now. We'll take your call, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
eBay sellers, it's your turn to shine. Submit your business to eBay Shine Awards for a chance to win $10,000 as Small Business of the Year, or compete for one of five other Shine Awards. Tell us what drives your success and how eBay makes it possible. Deadline for submissions is May 19th, 2017. For categories and details, go to ebay.com/Shine Awards. That's ebay.com/Shine Awards. Tell your story to win.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6bit 2.0. That's 6bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 410.
An eBay store is a rite of passage for every eBay seller. Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as Token Collection, all one word, and explains why you need an eBay store.
There's the savings associated with it. There's all the benefits associated with it. There's all the tools associated with it. Besides that, you set yourself apart from other sellers. Buyers feel more confident buying from sellers with a store because they know that they're there for the long haul. They're not the fly-by-night sellers. You give your buyer a place to shop, you know, a landing page with your branding, which makes it more memorable. And you never have to sit there and wait for a free listing promo that may or may not come.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay. eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where returns are happily accepted. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We love to dish your listing. Love it. When you call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So we have two callers, Paula from Big Fork, Montana, and we also have Ron Lowe from Birmingham. Looks like Ron's been holding on the longest. Ron, welcome. He's known as Oilerman21 on eBay. How you
Hello,
doing, Ron?
How are you?
We're doing great, honey. What's your question or comment?
It's about titles, but it's a little different. It's uppercase versus lowercase versus mixed case. In other words, should a manufacturer's name or the item name be in uppercase and all the other keywords be in lowercase? What's the right or the best recommended way?
It doesn't matter. I think it's probably, if you want to be, I don't know, design correct, it's best not to have all caps. You don't have to, I mean, some people capitalize words they believe are important. I just don't see any of this as mattering because titles are more important for the keyword function they provide. And the search engine doesn't care if they're upper or lower case. That being said, the one that I use, which is kind of a standard, is to use initial caps on all the words in the title. But again, it really doesn't matter. I wouldn't use all lower case. That kind of looks weird.
Okay. I've tried a few like that, Griffin, and you're right. To me, it looks strange.
Yeah.
Okay.
But and I think is really... with regards to how it's going to impact buyers finding your things and making sales, it should have absolutely no connection to that at all.
No, I'm talking about appearance when a customer looks at the listing.
Okay, I think more professional is to have, it's safer to have initial caps, is what I would say.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thanks, folks.
Thank you, Ron.
We'll see you in Vegas, baby.
You got that right, Ron. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, I thought that Paula was on the phone, but she's not. She sent us an email. So I'm going to read it. Could Lee tell us the model of the Fitbit she's looking at? Sounds just like the one hubby wants, and I can't figure it out. If you go to ebay.com.
Yeah.
And put Fitbit in. Or put Fitbit Blaze in. B-L-A-Z-E. And that's the one that I'm getting. The one that I have right now is called the Fitbit Charge HR, and I got that on eBay as well.
Yeah.
But the Charge HR, I don't know, there's something about it that's a little uncomfortable for me. I've had it for like 2 years.
Oh.
So this time I'm switching to what John has, because now they make it in pink and everything. You can change out the bands, which is very important to me.
Yeah.
So in answer to your question, Paula, from Big Fork, Montana, I'm getting the Blaze.
Oh.
So that's the one I'm getting. And you can find them on eBay. If you put Fitbit Blaze into eBay, you get 3,399 results. There you have it. Telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Griff, you know that in previous years, when we had the eBay radio party, it was always in June.
Yes, it was.
And it was the third week in June. And it coincided with the Electric Daisy Carnival. So eBay was full of what I call, you know, daisy heads all over the place. And it's the Insomniac's biggest party of the year. And it's going on the week leading up to the EDC. Las Vegas has become a calendar-worthy event in its own right, and for the third year in a row, the festivities have spilled over onto eBay.
Yes.
And with just a few hours to go until the bidding closes today at 3 p.m. Pacific time, so far the hottest ticket is a chance to pop champagne backstage at EDC with Dutch DJ producer Armin van Buuren. As of this morning, there were 21 bids at a high of $3,552. And since its inception in 2014, Insomniac's EDC Week charity auction has raised more than $200,000, Griff, for worthy causes. The beneficiary of this year's campaign is the Boys and Girls Club of Southern Nevada through eBay for charity. So you might want to go on to eBay and find some of those items and help them out there. That EDC is sort of like, it's sort of like, I guess it would be Woodstock on steroids. if I had to. You remember how they dressed, right?
Yeah.
You saw those people.
I did.
When we were there every year.
Absolutely.
Only now everything has to blink. Lights have to go on and off on your hat, your headband, all kinds of stuff. And you can buy those on eBay, by the way.
Hmm.
Ah, Woodstock.
Yeah.
Ah.
Wasn't there. Almost
me,
made
me
it.
Me either.
Made it. Almost made it.
But I know you did. You were in the car.
I was in the car.
I was pregnant with Melissa, but you were in the car.
I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah, and never did make it.
It's just as well. I think I would. It would have drove me nuts.
Nah.
No, I think so.
They were having a blast there.
Were they, though, really?
Oh. Yes, they really were, Griff.
All those people and so few toilets.
Yes,
I know I would
Griff, they were having a great time because they didn't know. Hey, they were all loaded, right?
So, speaking of, and you can buy memorabilia for this great event on eBay to keep this relevant. 50 years ago this summer, something very important happened in the music world. Very influential. Happened here on the West Coast.
What was it?
Happened down in a town where there's an aquarium. Happened in a town where, what's his name? Oh God, I'm having a brain moment. You know, Grapes of Wrath writer. Anyway, it's, 50 years since the Monterey Pop Festival, which was the first big rock music festival.
It was actually before
Woodstock. By 2 years.
2 years.
They're having a reunion. They're going to redo it.
Oh my.
Yeah. I'm going to go and sell adult diapers. 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
When it comes to online selling, the future is mobile. ShipStation is already there. ShipStation's industry-exclusive mobile app lets you manage, ship, track, and more, all from your Apple or Android smartphone or tablet. You get all the power of ShipStation. With this unique mobile app, you can see all of your orders, receive new order alerts, create and print branded shipping labels at discounted rates, even view and track shipments with multiple carriers. In short, you can manage and process just about every aspect of fulfillment. You can even get order alerts on your Apple Watch. No more rushing back to the office or being tied to a computer. Ship easy with ShipStation Mobile. For a 30-day free trial of ShipStation, go to ShipStation.com. Again, that's ShipStation.com. Get ship done anywhere, anytime.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.